the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy. Hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild. Living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together
welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. It's episode 639, recorded on Monday, April 27th, 2026. We are on the second half of this decade. Woohoo! It's also 69 degrees and sunny in Chubbland, where it is 28 days until Memorial Day, 187 until Halloween, and 242 days until Christmas. I can't wait. I already got a new Christmas tree. It was on sale at Walmart for $22. They forced it into my cart. I couldn't believe it. I was like, no, I don't need another tree. And they're like, oh, no, yes, yes, you do. It's only $27 for a five-footer. And so now it'll be in my corner. Anyway, now I got to get new ornaments. I wonder what I'm going to do with that. Something quirky and fun. Anyway, hey, guess what? Let's take a moment to have an affirmation. I treat myself with kindness, with the same kindness that I give others. Well, for some of us, if we do that, we're being very mean to ourselves. I, however, am very kind to myself, I'm very loving, very sweet. Okay, let's talk about Patreon then. Patreon offers folks a way to create, to support creators and receive awards not open to the general public, like, you know, special podcasts, videos, books, more, odds and ends, this and that, other things. We want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasich from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/Matt Burlingame to find out how you can join our family for as little as $1 a month. But before we move on, we must find out what things happened upon this day to celebrate. Starting with, April 27th. So starting in 1521, the Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan was killed in the Battle of the Philippines. That's just horrible. 1813, U.S. Brigadier General Zebulon Pike, that was a former relative of Captain Pike, is killed during the Battle of York in the War of 1812. So lots of people being killed. The steamboat Sultana explodes on the Mississippi River, killing an estimated 1,500 to 2,000 people. The deadliest maritime disaster in U.S. history. Well, more death. Yay. Boxy Rocky Marciano. Hope I'm saying that right.
Boxer.
Yeah, the boxer. Isn't that what I said?
You said boxy.
Oh, well, boxy roxer. Okay, so boxer Rocky Marciano retires undefeated as world heavyweight champion with 49-0 record. And he retired in what was it, 1956, and we still know who he is. It's amazing. 1994, South Africa holds the first multiracial election, and Nelson Mandela is elected president. And finally, In 1997, serial killer Andrew Cunanan begins his nationwide killing spree in the United States and will later be betrayed by the boy from Glee. Woohoo! So, all right. Well, that was. Oh, wait. There was a little bit more there. Hold on. Notable births on this day were Samuel Morse, the American inventor who of the telegraph and Morse code, Ulysses C. Grant, the 18th president and general of the U.S., Coretta Scott King, civil rights leader, Casey Kasem, radio personality and voice actor, and in 1963, Russell T. Davies, Doctor Who writer and producer. And of course, notable deaths, 2023, Jerry Springer. End of an era.
This also is the day I flew to Turkey last year.
Wow. Bet that was a hairy experience.
Ha.
All right. Well, today, celebrating some holidays, today is Babe Ruth Day. I could use a baby Ruth about now. It's also International Crow and Raven Appreciation Day. Have you appreciated your crows and ravens today?
Sure.
It's also International Design Day, Marine Mammal Rescue Day, Matanzas Mule Day, Morse code, of course, Devil Dog. Well, I have one. She's busy at the moment. Is Gummy Bear Day? No, thank you. Prime Rib Day. Oh, when's the last time you had a good prime rib?
Christmas.
Wow, it's been years and years and years for me, I think. We also have National Tell a Story Day. Have you told a story today?
No.
Oh, maybe later. And of course, World Tapir Day. Tapir. All right, well, those were so fun, and I did not celebrate any of them, except maybe later some design. That'll be delightful. But before we get into anything else, let's celebrate some birthdays. Happy birthday to Diego, Cousin Shay, trans activist Joanna. We have power listener Gar, listener Tom, our former actor Daryl Clark. Yes, from the days when we wrote plays and wrote parts for him specifically. We also have actor Ron Lindley, who we absolutely adore. He's been doing, I'm thinking he's still doing a national tour, but I'm not sure. And then we also have somebody named Donna Sugars. Don't know who it is. Anyway, happy birthday to all of them. And now it's time to send some chub hugs out. From the heart, sending one out to our friend Clint, who's starting his new job today. So, hope it goes well. How about you?
All those people who were terrified during the recreation of an assassination attempt this weekend.
So, all one person who wasn't told about it. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, there's an interesting shot
No pun intended.
what's his name?
J.D.
The
Vance.
Nazi.
Oh, Stephen Miller in front of his
Yes, Stephen
behind his
Miller.
pregnant girl.
Well, if you look in the look through the doorway of that picture, Trump's standing there in the doorway.
Yeah,
Now,
I saw that.
why was he still there?
Right.
If there, it's just,
They're like, oh, we got him into a secure room. Nope. He's right there behind the curtain.
yeah, watching the chaos going
Yeah.
on.
And of
Yeah.
course, they got J.D. Vance out of there way
First.
before they got him out of there. And it's like, And somebody else was saying that the way that they pulled him, JD, out of the chair, and he was actually pushing, and it was like a stage moment. So
Yeah.
that was very interesting how like nobody was really that afraid, nobody was really doing anything, nobody really cared, you know, except Melania, poor thing. Anyway, all right, moving on. Okay, nothing in our feedback this time, unfortunately, but we did have some very sad and surprising celebrity deaths. Well, maybe not that surprising, but a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Number one we have is that's not the right thing. Okay, just a minute. Alan Osmond, the eldest of the Osmonds, dies at 76. Actually, he's the oldest of the performing Osmonds. According to a spokesperson, he was surrounded by wife and his eight sons.
Good Lord.
Jesus. Okay.
That family's the gift that keeps on giving.
Dave Mason, renowned English singer, songwriter, and guitarist who first gained fame as a founding member of the rock band Traffic. He died at 79.
I don't know who they are.
Second.
Yeah, I have no idea who Traffic is. I'll probably recognize the song, but I don't know.
Finally, Storage Wars. Daryl Sheets dies at 67 years old.
Wow. Yeah, that's another show that I never really watched, so I don't really know who he is, but sad. Too young. All right. Well, now if he's up to it, we're gonna move into Tom's week and talk about all the fun things that he watched.
American Idol tonight, or the that's on tonight, they're doing Top Seven is doing a salute to Taylor Swift songs. On Survivor 50, they got rid of Christian this week. He was scheming. He's a schemer. He needed to go. But it was funny the way it all came out. So let's see. We saw a stand-up of Nikki Glaser this week. As much as I like Nikki Glaser, and especially when she's hosting, I'm not a big fan of her shows. I've actually been to one live, and she's kind of lost in translation. We watched all three Austin Powers movies this week.
Really?
I'd say that number two was my favorite. I thought it was three, but I was wrong. We also tried watching the newest of the Hunger Games. We couldn't. It was just so boring.
It was. I sorry, it just it was.
You know, it was 2 hours and like almost 30 minutes long. You'd think that it was that long because they had packed it with so much stuff.
Well,
No.
right. I mean, it's the whole story of President Snow, and yet at the end of it, I just went, who cares?
It was yammer, 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 nothing. And then we watched Good Boy.
Oh, puppy.
And it was good.
Oh, good.
Really well made. Yeah, the dog was excellent. And I guessed what was going on. So it wasn't the big story, you know, horror storyline was interesting. But yeah, it was pretty easy, but it's only an hour and like a little over an hour long, so it's on Hulu, Disney, and it's worth giving it a watch. How about your week?
Oh, well, let's see. My week was fairly long and yet short. So, yeah. Starting with, well, I have a new computer. It got to the point with the other one that I just could not keep going on like that. So, I found a decent computer on Amazon, and I found a decent pay plan that will allow me to it'll cost like about $65, $70 a month. But I just canceled a few things and rearranged a few things to be able to take care of it. And so I will be doing that. And I have the computer. It took me about 3 days to set up. So far, I'm probably going to have to get a little bit more powerful video card for it. I don't know how that works, so I'm going to have a computer friend help me because I don't know. I'm not that guy. But for what I need for all this stuff, it's working just fine. Design-wise, it's working good. And I'm thankful that it is pretty much done setting up because I hate doing all that, especially now that they have integrated where you have to. You can't just download the program and put your username and password in anymore. Now you have to have QR codes and scan on your phone and codes for this place and that place. And it's just fucking insane. It was just like stumbling through a quest that I couldn't hardly freaking understand. Anyway, yeah, so it's set up and I'm very thankful for that. And of course, as soon as I got that set up, the other one started to kind of work again. So don't get me started on that. I have been kind of sick the last few days. I've been super tired. Spent quite a bit of yesterday in bed and trying to just sleep it off, whatever it is. I don't know whether it's allergies or I had a slight cold or what, but here I am now, all perky. So I've watched 5 episodes of the 6 episodes of Heated Rivalry finally, after somebody who shall remain Michael Sage. Kept pressuring me and pushing me and telling me how much I'll just love it. And honestly, it's not bad, but I'm not as enthralled and as in love with it as everybody else seems to be. But I am not slamming it. I don't think it's a bad show. I'm just kind of like, okay, it could have been 3 episodes and worked out just fine. I will say that the bartender and that hockey guy, I loved their episode.
Well, yeah, that's the thing I had with the problem I had with the show as well was that I didn't like the two leads.
Yeah, I mean they're fine. I get that
No, the
the
acting's fine. It's just
yeah.
I don't have any chemistry with them, so they don't do anything for me.
Yeah, I know that somebody has a lot of chemistry with one of them, which is totally fine. I think they're fine. I just I don't know. But yeah, the bartender and that hockey guy, thought they were great. They worked really well together. You could feel the heat just coming off the screen. So anyway, so I'm looking forward to watching the last episode, and I know there's going to be season 2, and they're talking about trying to bring some bigger names into it, just to spice it up. So, it might be fun. Also, I caught up on this week's episode of The Boys, and this just seemed like a time waster episode. Like they just needed to fill some space. Yeah. I think you're muted. So,
No.
oh, okay. So, anyway, yeah, I was just like, okay, throw in some cuss words. Now that I did love that there was some really fun, like, Gen X references or something like that in it that just were laughable. But I was like, okay, next. You heard that they canceled Gen V.
Yeah.
So two seasons of that, not coming back. I don't care. Now, see, the thing was with that is I liked the characters. I just thought it got samey and boring.
Well, and they finished their storyline sufficiently, so.
So anyway, and the only other thing, well, I did watch two episodes of a show called Atlantis. Not Stargate Atlantis, but this was just Atlantis, and it's, I guess it was a British show, I don't know. Lots of good British actors in it. And it's basically about a guy who always feels like, he has to go in search of his father in the ocean, and he's never felt like he fits in here. And then suddenly he's sucked into Atlantis a long time ago and becomes roommates with Pythagoras and Hercules, who is a very different version of Hercules. And they go traipsing off to save the world because the Oracle has said that he is the savior that's going to help them all be wonderful. Because, oh, by the way, he's Jason, like from Jason and the Argonauts. Anyway, I got two episodes in and I have not been back, so I don't know if I'll make it back.
Oh, I wanted to ask you something. Now,
Yeah.
when you got your colonoscopy, did they use water or air to maneuver
I do
the
not know.
camera?
I do not know. I think it was air, but I do not know.
Well, it's always been air. Always. And this time they decided to use water.
Maybe you weren't clean enough.
I shit myself four times after I got home.
Oh,
Four
God.
times.
I'm sorry.
Every
That's
cough, every
horrible.
sneeze.
Yeah.
Was
Yeah.
terrible.
Now you know what it's like to have a weak pelvic floor, excuse me. But yeah, no, that's awful. I will be experiencing whatever I experience in a few months, so yeah. Okay, then the only other thing that I watched at all was Naked and Afraid. I started watching it last week as I was too lazy to change the channel, and now I'm six seasons in. First, I don't understand. It's like for me, I like the psychology of it in a way because you end up with some of these guys who are freaking alpha males. Did you ever watch the show? Did you care about the show? Follow it at all?
No.
Okay, so they stick these people in the middle of like horrific places where people just should not be. And you almost always end up with one alpha male guy who just thinks they're the shit, and a woman who just wants to be understood. The guy always starts out the show with thinking that this is like a Tinder date or something. And then the women's all like, "Oh, I hope he doesn't look at my boobies. You're gonna be naked. He's gonna look at your boobies." The whole thing. Oh, and then you get the uber religious guys on there that are all like, "My wife says I can't cuddle with you. I don't care that it's 30 degrees out. You're just gonna have to die of hypothermia because the Lord says that I shall not cuddle against the woman who ain't my wife." Like, dude. Fuck off. And then they most almost every show they're eating a snake or something, which well for me or rats or whatever. Anyway, I don't know, right now the show's kind of still hitting that spot that okay, I'm just gonna keep watching it spot, but there's 18 seasons, I've seen six. There's going to come a point soon that I'm like, and done. So, yeah. But I like the ones where the guys aren't jerks and the women. Oh, usually it is the guy that acts like the big jerk, and then I don't like them. And I'm on the female side, but man, there has been a couple women on there that are just horrible. And it's even worse when they're horrible because I want to like them more than I like want to like the guys. Anyway, all right. Love it or hate it, The Bachelor.
I hate it.
Really? That's horrible. You're the one that made me watch it. But yeah, I haven't watched it. Have they had one lately?
I don't know. After the big ordeal with the original host, and then I know with the Bachelorette, she's a abuser.
Yeah, so they
So
didn't
I
run
think
that.
they've only really had Bachelor on in Paradise.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But the problem with the shows, I mean, the reason why I liked them was it gave us something to talk about.
Right.
And nothing is more fun than making fun of heterosexual people. So, and that's it was always fun to watch at least the first episode because you had all those women getting drunk on the first night and making fools out of themselves. And
Yeah.
the mirror thing on The Bachelorette, the guys were doing the same thing.
Right. I like The Bachelorette a little bit better because they at least had more guys to look at, but it's been slim pickings on those shows for a while. And then after that one, the tall guy where they kept showing him in the shower and the outside shower, and it's like, okay. And then he slept with all of them, and then like just said shit to them. Anyway, I don't know.
I think they've run their course.
Yeah, and the Golden Bachelor, oof, that was a
Oh.
mess. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, yeah, the Golden Bachelor said he doesn't want to date anybody his age because they're too old.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's just run its course. All right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, when a business highlights that it's Black-owned, woman-owned, or LGBTQ-owned, does that feel like helpful context or pressure to buy? Also, consider that these small businesses are more expensive than corporate-owned stores, but don't always deliver a quality product. Well, for me, I do like to support businesses that are independently owned and are owned by people that are usually disenfranchised or part of my community. So I do like that. For me, it is helpful context, but I don't, and sometimes I'll, buy something for like a couple dollars or something if it's cute, but I don't feel the pressure to buy because if it's a bad product, it's just a bad product and I don't want to waste money on it. But I do like to be supportive if it's something that's, good.
Yeah, if it's something I want, then I would like to buy independent. But, you do what you can.
Exactly. All right, hey Chubbs, these days, people who have advanced degrees are not finding jobs, even if that job doesn't require one. Are we putting too much faith in higher education as a guaranteed path to stable work?
Yes.
Absolutely. And I've argued that actually from back when I was in junior college, I wrote a piece about how we're, requiring all these majors or all these classes and everything up to math classes and stats and stuff for people that, frankly, if you're going to repair my refrigerator, I don't care if you can write me an essay about it. If you're an engineer or that field, there, I don't think that you need to have three, levels of English degrees. And the same for me. I'm a journalist, and a theater major. I don't need math. I can look it up. There's a calculator. Now there's ChatGPT. I can ask it something. So anyway, I really think that we need to relook at all of that. And if you want to go into certain levels of higher education, I think that's wonderful. But for most of us, we don't need that.
Well, I mean, to try to get a job with the state, if you wanted a good job, you needed a degree, or you really had to work from the bottom up. But you actually step into the good job day one. I still think the best candidate should get the job. End of story.
Okay. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, should AI development be slowed down for safety or push forward for innovation?
Oh, it's got to be slowed down.
Absolutely.
I know they're all anxious to get out first and be the leader in this, but John Oliver just had a whole thing on the chatting with what's going on with the kids and how it's very loosely watched, and not even just with the kids. Adults are having problems separating it as well.
And I mean, there's been people, and yes, they're probably not mentally all there to begin with, but that are being, that it tells them to kill themselves and they do it.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it is a it should be a tool for us and a help for us. But also, the more that some people are learning to use it instead of thinking for themselves, the more that we are having issues. So, but I will say it is a huge help and tool for me, and I use it almost on a daily basis now. However, I know how to do the work, so it's not,
I think that when it starts becoming a good friend is when we're gonna have problems. I mean, they've got the actually Matlock a couple weeks ago highlighted a company that you can talk to people who passed away,
Oh, yeah,
and it's
sometimes.
kind of like a grief app. But I mean, in some cases, I think that could be very healthy, where people are, especially older people, have lost their companionship, and I could see them doing that. But it's kind of like when people talk about how good all their friends are on when they're playing video games online. Oh my, I have so many friends. It's like, you don't know any of these people. And I think it's just dangerous. We still need human contact face to face.
I will say that yes, we do need the human contact face to face. However, I do argue a little bit that the whole gaming thing and everything like that, those are our real friends. I know I have one now living in back in back of me that I knew for what, 8 years at least before he moved out here. So I do think those are real friendships, but we do have to put them in context. All right, next up, I remember.
There's going to be exceptions to every rule. Fine. But my point is well made. Moving on.
Sure. That's like a fine wine. Okay, I remember Dallas. I don't really.
Yeah. Didn't watch it.
I remember that I guess that the whole thing with Bobby was a dream. And
Well, good for
I
you.
watched part of the whole Who Shot JR because it was just such a cultural thing at the time. But as far as the whole series, I never got into it, didn't care about it. I was a kid, of course, but
I was
So,
a Dynasty girl, so I didn't watch
yeah,
Dallas.
I recently, like, well, maybe a decade ago now, but I rewatched all the Dynasty episodes. Was fun for the most part. Okay. Well, what's in your lunchbox? Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and he said, made another strawberry cake. Here's a slice. Made this different than the first. First, thickened the strawberries with a little strawberry jam. Didn't like the taste. I thickened the strawberries with a little pectin, which gave it a much fresher taste. Much better. I want one.
Well, I'd be interested in trying it because I'm not usually a fake strawberry fan. So if he can make it to where it's a strawberry cake that tastes like almost like a shortcake kind of cake, I'll be all over it.
Yeah. And then up early on a Sunday morning, baked an orange bundt cake. It's still warm from the oven.
Yum.
Yeah. Lots of yum. So, yeah. Oh, and then we had a little something from Tom.
Hey, yeah, we've been wanting to have ribs for a while, so so Sean made some this weekend, and we had three different racks, so we did three different flavors, I guess. We had like an Asian one, we had an adobo one, and when I say Asian, it was like a teriyaki, adobo, and then a barbecue. So just a standard barbecue. Sean actually liked the barbecue best,
I think I
but
would probably love the barbecue best too.
I like the adobo.
I don't know what that is really.
It's a Filipino spice.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
Well, I know that those looked good. You sent those to me, and I was very jealous. So yeah, I do love good ribs as long as they're meaty. All right. Well, you can find out more about those photos by going and looking at them on our Facebook group, which is at facebook.com/chubsgunwild. Just look for what's in your lunchbox. You'll find it pretty easily. And also, you can email us what's in your lunchbox or for anything else that you've heard in the show. Just give us a shout out at chubsgunwild@gmail.com. Find my other projects and books at justkisstheguy.com. And as always, you can.
Now, if you're watching us on YouTube, go ahead, give us a like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Let us know who's watching.
Yeah. And we love you. And we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Why is it such a crime to laugh a little? To dance while the world's still standing? You walk like every step is a funeral march. And I'm just here trying to make the stars sing again. Because every step is a funeral march. Every smile cost more than you know. You treat the edge like it's a stage, but one wrong move and we both fall. Oh, here we go, another warning. I'm not hurt, I'm not trying to be, but if you looked up for once, you'd see the sky still worth dancing under. And if you look down, you'd see the cliff you're spinning toward. Fun is fine when it doesn't cost lives, but you play with hearts like dice. Tell me, tell me, tell me lies. Call them truths with those starborn eyes. If the gods won't bless us, let them curse instead. You'll play with my heart, I'll play. Caged, chained, blessed,
maybe I just care differently. Or maybe you don't care enough.
Why can't we have a little fun?
Because I'm tired of digging graves.
Then stop looking for them.
Someone has to.
Then I'll dance on them.
And I'll watch just to make sure you don't fall.
Differently.
Or maybe you don't care enough.
Why can't we have a little fun?
Because I'm tired of digging graves.
then I'll dance on them.
I'll watch.
Just to make sure.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.